Well, Gracie, that ends another broadcast. Now say goodnight to everybody.
Oh, goodnight. George, take me home and I'll fix you a nice turkey sandwich that was left over from Thanksgiving.
Have you still got any white meat left?
The turkey was all white meat.
How can a turkey be all white meat?
Well, if they push Thanksgiving a week ahead on you, you turn white too.
Well, we're off the air.
Oh, fine. Quiet. 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 I'm talking to the production man. Hey, Wayne, how was the show?
Well, it seemed like a good air show, but I thought the audience was a little slow.
Slow? I thought they were a great audience.
I thought they were rude.
Rude?
Yeah, every time I said something, they laughed at me.
Well, I don't know. I thought they were great.
Well, you should. They didn't laugh at you.
Well, I'll find out for myself. Wayne, is the record of our broadcast ready?
Yep.
Well, play it back, will you?
Stand by, everybody. Okay, sound man.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hornell and Stamm.
Crazy people. Spam, Reba, Boom, Spam. George Burns, Gracie Allen. On the show where there's orchestra. For singing glee with a smoothie sweet. Let's fun by Leeson with Bob Heeson.
The drive line at your house with Burns and Allen. So listen closely. And you know something? You'll have no trouble getting your family up in the morning if you just take this tip. Open a can of Spam, cut off a few slices of this tender, tasty meat, and fry quickly in a hot pan. That delightful, rich aroma will bring the sleepyheads to the table on the run. Because Spam tastes so good and is so easy to use, it's a breakfast favorite in thousands of homes today. You like Spam's mouth-watering flavor. It's juicy, extra goodness. Tired appetites wake up in a hurry when Spam is sizzling in the pan. Serve Spam and Eggs, America's modern breakfast. Be sure to tell your food dealer you want S-P-A-M Spam. Get a can or two when you shop tomorrow.
Sound man, what happened?
Mr. Burns, you'll have to get a new needle. You know, a needle only lasts 8 months.
Well, how much does a new needle cost?
10 cents.
Have this one sharpened. Well, come on, everybody. We're going to rehearse next week's program.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, not me. I've got to go down to Bullock. I bought some open-toed shoes, and I've got to return them.
Gracie, you can return the open-toed shoes tomorrow.
No, I've got to return them now on account of my toenails are painted red.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, every time I walk down the street, it looks like a bunch of carrots hanging out of a birdcage.
Well, Gracie, first we're going to rehearse next week's show.
You won't need me anymore, will you, Mr. Burns?
Well, stick around. And, by the way, Jack, you played the part of the messenger boy in tonight's show swell.
Thanks very much.
And, you know, you weren't a real messenger boy, so you can give me back that quarter tip I gave you.
Okay. And here's the string.
Well, now, let's see. What do we do next week?
Hey, George.
Yes, Artie.
Can I have my check now?
Your check? Yeah, well, after rehearsal.
I want my check now. I've got to take it to the bank.
Well, why do you have to take it to the bank?
It's too small to go by itself.
Well, here's your check, wise guy.
Thanks a million.
And here's your check, bud.
Thanks a million.
And Samuel Lee, here's your check.
Thanks, $1.10.
Quiet, and Gracie, here's your check.
Thanks a million. Oh, wait a minute. This is an insult.
$3,000 is an insult?
Well, look what it says on the check. Gracie Allen, $3,000 and no cents.
gets a check for $3,000 if she's insulted. You know, Gracie, that's a neat little figure.
Oh, I know, and I'm pretty, too.
Well, never mind. We've got to rehearse next week's broadcast. Now, let's see.
George, I've got a swell idea for next week's show. It's a play where boy meets girl, girl meets boy meets girl's father, girl meets boy's father, father meets mother.
But all I've heard so far is a lot of meats.
Well, George, this is the Spam program, and Spam is a perfect combination of choices.
Well, I guess I'm a naughty boy. Wait, I've got an idea. Next week, we can do a typical Hollywood program with picture stars, the Brown Baby Restaurant, autograph seekers.
Autograph seekers? What's that?
What's that? Gracie, who are the people who are always on the outside and can't seem to get in?
The Republicans.
Yeah, that's
what I meant, yes.
Look, George, why don't we do a kiddie program next week? I've got a cute little poem.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Oh, yeah?
Well, that's a nice little kiddie program. And, Artie, I've got a TL for you and that Senor Lee. When we were on the air a few minutes ago, I had one joke in the whole show and you guys killed it by talking in on it. Why didn't you wait for my laugh?
What? And meet the Crosby Show?
Crosby isn't on until Thursday.
That's right.
Artie, tell that musician to stop with those wisecracks, and that goes for that whole broken-down band of yours, too.
Broken-down band, huh? It happens to be a symphony.
Yeah? Well, it may seem funny to you, but it doesn't seem funny to me. And wait! And that's without an audience.
Say, George, I figured something out. Next week, let's do a Jack Benny type of show.
A Jack Benny?
Yeah, you know. That's the fellow who plays those small parts in the Rochester picture.
Ah, oh, yes. You mean Hillard's brother-in-law.
Yes.
Freddie Allen Straightman.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes. Now, I can play the part of Mary Livingston.
Yes.
And Artie Shaw can play the orchestra leader, Phil Harris.
Well, then he'll have to wave his hair.
No. No, he's got a baton.
Oh, he can wave that instead.
Let's see. Senor Lee can be Rochester.
How can Senor Lee be Rochester?
Yes. Oh, too tall.
Yeah,
huh?
He's a little too tall, yeah.
Now, let me see. We need somebody to play Don Wilson. Let's see. Buddy Easton and his movies can do that.
Yes, that's a nice fat part, yes.
And now, let's see. The only thing left is to get somebody as funny and clever as Jack Benny, and you're the only one left.
Yes.
So I guess we can't do that show.
I thought so. Hey, Smoothies, Babs, what number are you, Charlie, and Little going to sing next week?
Whispering.
Well, let's hear it, huh?
All right.
Whispering while you cuddle me. Whispering so no one can hear.
Each little whisper seems to cheer me.
I know it's true, there's no wonder but you. You're whispering while you'll never leave me. Whispering while you'll never breathe me.
Whisper and say that you
believe me. Whispering that I love you. Whispering why you never will leave me. Oh, whispering why you never will grieve me. Whispering, tell me that you love me. Or swear it by the stars above me. I love you, I love you. I'm whispering that I love you.
That was great, kids. I love it next week.
Thanks, Mr. Burns. Good night.
Good night, Babs. Good night, Charlie.
Good night.
Good night, Little. Good night.
Hey, George, which one of the movies is Babs married to? Charlie or Little?
That's silly. Haven't you noticed that Little is the one who always holds her hand, helps her out with a coat, and opens the door for
her? Oh, I see. She's married to Charlie, huh?
Well, anyway, listen, everybody. I thought of a great idea for our new show. Hey, Jack. Jack Norton, come here.
Yes?
Jack, do you know how to do a drunk?
Can I do a drunk? I said that before. I mind my own business, and a fella comes up.
Okay, Jack. Okay, Jack. Well, Jack, you've got the part. It pays $12.50 a week and all the spam you can eat. Now, let's see. We're going to do a restaurant scene, and I play a wisecracking owner. And Gracie, you're a waitress.
My sister Bessie used to be a waitress.
I know she was a waitress.
She got cross-eyed from watching the clock and looking under the plates at the same time.
Well, all right, Gracie, I'd like to start. Now, this is a restaurant.
Where are the tables?
There are no tables.
Where are the chairs?
There are no chairs. There's no customers. There's no nothing.
Business is bad, huh?
Yeah, business is bad. Well, anyway, this drunk comes in, and he wants a cup of coffee.
Are there no tables?
No. And he sits down.
There are no chairs?
No, there's no chairs.
And he's drunk, huh?
Well, anyway, when the drunk comes in and he asks for a cup of coffee, you holler, boss, boss. Uh-huh. And that's where I rush in and do my funny stuff, you see? Uh-huh. Now, Jack, you go outside and open the door, and sound man, you let him in. Okay, let's start.
Mr. Burns.
Yes, sound man.
I'm sorry I can't stay for rehearsal.
Why?
You see, a group of world-famous explorers who were in my class at Harvard are waiting for me to take them down to the Union Depot.
Yes?
One of them discovered the North Pole, one of them discovered the South Pole.
Why do you have to take them down to the Union Depot?
Well, that's the only way they can find the place.
Well, you're staying right here. Now, come on, let's start. And don't forget, Gracie, when the drunk comes in here, I'll boss, boss, I rush in and I do my funny stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Say, miss, I beg your pardon. Could I have a cup of coffee, please?
Did you say coffee?
Wait a minute, Gracie. What kind of acting is that? Why so weak?
Well, if you think I'm weak, you ought to taste the coffee.
No. Look, Gracie, when he says, miss, I'd like a cup of coffee, put your personality into it.
Well, maybe he doesn't like it, please.
Now, let's start all over again. Come on.
I don't want to butt in, but if you want to make your restaurant a success, why don't you do what we do at home?
What's that for?
Well, for Thanksgiving, we always stuff a turkey with Spam, and it's a delicious thing.
You stuff a turkey with Spam?
Well, sure. We might as well give the turkey something to be thankful for, too.
Well, never mind. Come on, let's get started. Now, don't forget, Casey, when he comes in and he says he wants a cup of coffee, you holler, boss, boss, then
yeah.
I rush in and I do my funny stuff.
Yes,
Jack, let's stop.
Oh, say, miss, I beg your pardon. Could I have a cup of coffee?
With or without cream?
What's the difference?
5 cents.
Well, come on, let's try it again.
Senor Burns, as a director, you're a regular Cesar B. Schlemiel.
You mean DeMille. Schlemiel means I'm a dope.
Absolutely correct.
Correct?
Yes. And now do you want to try for $32? Take it or leave it.
Marty, what are you going to do with that guitar player? He just called me a dope.
Look, George, don't get excited. He's a foreigner. He just repeats what everybody else says.
Yeah? Well, you can stop with those wisecracks, too.
But guess what my drummer says to me every time you tell a joke?
Marty, that isn't funny.
Absolutely correct.
Correct?
Yep. Now, do you want to try it for $65 or $64? Take it or leave it.
Quiet, everybody.
Say, miss, I beg your
pardon. Oh, pardon me, Jack.
Did I have
Jack, it? Yes, Jack. I forgot all about it. It's a sketch. Try it again.
Oh, say, miss, I beg your pardon. Could I have a cup of coffee?
Well, Gracie, why don't you answer him?
I'm watching a customer play a slot machine.
There's no customer and there's no slot machine.
What's the jackpot?
I thought so, yeah. Jackpot. I must be crazy.
Absolutely correct. Give the man $64.
Oh, quiet. Go ahead, Jack. Start again.
Say, miss, pardon me, but could I have a cup of coffee?
I'm sorry, sir. You have to wait a minute. I'm folding napkins.
Folding napkins?
Oh, I love to fold napkins on account of I used to be a baby's nurse.
Jack, let's start again.
Hey, miss, I'm a your fun. Could I have a cup of coffee?
Well, you'll have to wait. The boss is busy. He'll bring you coffee in a few minutes.
Change the soundboard?
They're taking the cook.
Gracie, look, I'm going to cut your part down just a little bit. When the drunk comes in and says he wants a cup of coffee.
Yes?
You say nothing. I come right in and I do my funny stuff without you. Go ahead, Jack. Let's go.
Pardon me, miss. May I use your telephone?
What's that? You're supposed to be drunk. What about the coffee?
I don't need the coffee. This thing took so long, I got sober.
You did. Never mind. Forget the sketch. Artie, what are you going to play next week?
I'm going to play What Is There to Say.
Well, all right, play it. I'm going into the control room and hear it. Number was very good, but your fourth violinist wasn't playing.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's my brother-in-law.
Well, good night, Artie.
Good night, George.
Good night. George, say, I've got a little idea I'd like to try for next week.
Yeah, but, Bud, what is it?
Well, you see, George, people all over the country are singing the praises of Spam.
Yes.
And that's what gave me this idea. Now, look, I picked up this little ditty for the Spam Glee Club.
Glee Club?
Yeah, you and me, Senor Lee, and the sound man. And look, I'll start right here.
Hey, where's F?
No, got an F there?
Me. You like Bam, you bet you will. Serve
like
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve my colder heart.
You will. Serve
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve my colder heart.
You will.
Serve my colder heart.
You will. Serve
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve
my colder heart.
You will.
Serve my colder heart.
You will.
Serve my colder
heart.
You will.
Serve
my
Then, George, I'll say now everybody is singing the praises of Spam, the most popular new meat item brought out in a generation. A meat whose popularity is founded on flavor, a flavor folks really get hungry for. Hormel discovered this new combination of meats, a new and better way to season it, a handier package to put it in. Spam, S-P-A-M, is a combination of pork shoulder meat, sometimes called picnic by you women, and ham meat. There's the difference.
The difference?
Yes, George. Hormel uses the pork shoulder to make Spam sweet and juicy. Then the ham it takes to give Spam that extra goodness and flavor. That's why Spam really does taste better, fried, served cold, or baked. To make sure you always get this extra goodness, Spam tells you right on the label, pork shoulder meat with ham meat added. Look for that sentence. Try Spam tomorrow. Just be sure you say to your food dealer, I want Spam.
Hey, that's swell, bud.
But then we have the tag, the smoothie singer. Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, colder hearts, and hit the...
Oh, that's good. Well, that's okay, Bud. We'll do it next week.
Good night, Bud.
Oh, good night, Gracie. And say, you were positively terrific when we did tonight's broadcast.
Good night, Senor Bud.
Oh, good night, Senor Lee. You were very funny at tonight's show.
Good night, Bud.
Good night.
He is a wise guy.
Well, so long, everybody.
So long, senor.
Hi, senor.
I certainly enjoyed the bread crust tonight.
Well, thanks, kid.
I've got a date tonight with a girl from Earl Carroll's Bonnitis.
Bonnitis?
Bonnitis, she's with me. Bonnitis with Artie Shaw.
Okay. Good night, senor.
Mr. Burns.
Yes, Thomas.
Do you mind if I leave now?
Oh, not at all, Hobbit. I suppose you're going down to take your scientific friends down to the depot?
Yes, we're going down to meet the honor man of our graduating class.
Is that so?
Yes, you see, our classmate, Frederick Hinsdale, delivered the valedictory address. He won the Harvard-Yale debate and won first place in the International Oratorical Contest.
I see, and he's arriving tonight, huh?
Oh, no.
No? Then why are you going down to the Union Depot to meet him?
He works there. He's the train announcer.
Good night, now, man. Well, Gracie, here we are alone.
Yes.
Memories. Gracie, what does this empty theater remind you of?
Oh, the first time I saw you on the stage in Altoona.
Don't remind me of that. Remember the first act we did?
Yes. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago.
Yes, even before Roosevelt.
Remember we did a routine where I said to you, Gracie, you're dizzy?
Yes, and I said, I'm glad I'm dizzy. Boys like dizzy girls, and I like boys.
Yeah. What you'd say, you'd never stop. That really used to drive me crazy. Well, I'm glad it's over.
Yes, I'm glad that you're glad it's over.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad it's over.
And I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad that you're glad it's over.
You know, Gracie, you're still dizzy?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm dizzy.
I'm glad you're dizzy, and let's start.
Well, I'm glad I'm dizzy because boys like dizzy.
Quiet!
Now
quiet! Ah, those were the good old days. Remember, Gracie, the first time I asked you to go to dinner?
Oh, I'll always remember that.
I didn't have a quarter.
But you still took me to dinner.
Do you know why?
Sure, I had the quarter.
We had flapjacks and coffee for 10 cents. Remember those flapjacks?
How can I forget them? They're still flapping.
Remember, Gracie, we were both trying to get jobs. One week I wouldn't eat.
And then next week I'd get a job.
Yeah, I can remember now how I used to tell everybody that someday I'd be a big comedian. But they all laughed at me.
Oh, they're not laughing at you now.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday when Lester Hamill, my agent, said, George, get yourself a dumb dame and go into vaudeville.
But you got me instead.
Yes, and we started small, but I knew someday we'd get an opportunity. Remember we played the Merkle Theater in Brooklyn?
Oh, sure.
Then we went to the Hill Street Theater in North.
Mm-hmm.
And Poli's New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gem in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the VU in Schenectady. Oh, sure, I remember that.
We did it all in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we were younger then. We could walk faster.
Remember, Gracie, in those days, we used to work for peanuts.
Yes.
And now you're working for Spam.
Is that better than money?
I think so. Will you ever forget the day when we got a wire from Eddie Darling saying that we're booked into the Palace Theater in New York on Broadway?
Oh, George, that really was a thrill.
I'll say it was. I can say it now. The opening day, we were standing in the wings, frightened to death. The orchestra started to play our number. We were petrified. We couldn't move. Eddie Cantor pushed us on the stage.
Have you saw the roses in the garden?
Have you saw? Gracie, what kind of grammar is that?
Who told you that ain't high-class grammar?
Who told me?
Yeah.
I seen it in a book where I live at.
Oh. Say, whom teach you to speak the proper language?
Whom teach me?
Yes.
Why, I can learn this how it should be spoken.
Oh. Well, I suppose you got your knowledge?
Yeah, up at Vassar College.
I think them colleges are a joke.
You do, huh?
I know how to use the English language, and I don't use no adverbs or no nouns.
But can you learn me how to parse a comma?
Oh, sure. Don't that grammar make you frown?
Ain't it clear some people don't know nothing?
Oh, sure. For adjectives, they use a plural few.
Them words are hard to use, but there's much worse.
Ah, but they don't try lion, you.
Now dance, love the dee doo, love the dee dee da da, love the dee 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 dee.
Stop, Gracie. Do you like me?
Oh, sure, Harry.
Harry, my name is George.
Oh, I keep thinking this is Tuesday.
Tuesday, love the dee 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 da da da.
George, my sister just had a new baby.
Boy or girl?
Well, I don't know, and I'm dying to get home and find out whether I'm an uncle or an aunt.
Stop. You know, a very funny thing happened to my mother in Cleveland.
Oh, I thought you were born in Chicago.
But they don't stop lying,
you.
That's the finish.
They don't stop lying, you.
Well, Gracie, there'll never be a palace theater again.
No, I don't think so. Here, help me out with my coat, please.
There you are. Come on, let's go.
Good night, Miss Allen.
Oh, good night, doll man.
Good night, Mr. Burton.
Good night, Frank. Wait a minute, I'll give you some change. Not some change here. Gracie, have you got a quarter?
Same old George.
Really want to make your meal planning easier? Listening to George and Gracie each week, you've no doubt promised yourself you'd try Spam soon. If you haven't yet tried Spam, you're really missing something. Spam is the most popular meat item brought out in a long time. Thousands and thousands of families now use it regularly. Join them. Try Spam tomorrow. Use the recipes on the label. Ask for S-P-A-M, Spam, when you shop, and discover the easy way to serve good food.
Driver, turn right on the next corner.
Gracie, remember the Apollo Theater in Boonton, New Jersey?
Yes.
Remember the ventriloquist?
Oh, with that cute little dummy on his knee. What was his name?
Edgar Bergen.
Oh, good. Whatever became of him?
He's selling coffee.
Oh, couldn't get anywhere in show business, huh?
You know, Gracie, you're still dizzy?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm dizzy. Boys like to
be dizzy.
Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies. This is Bud Heaston speaking for the Hormel Company, reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.